Good evening and welcome. You're listening to Radio IBC. This is Rachna Nitesh and it's time for Global News. The ICIMR, National Institute for Nutrition, along with the Telangana government, is holding for the first time the Zero Surveillance Survey among children in the state. The survey will be held in Janangaon, Kamareddy and Nalgonda district as part of its fourth round Zero Surveillance Survey. For the first time, the Zero Surveillance is being held among children aged between 6 to 9 years. The Tamil Nadu government has released guidelines for protecting school students from sexual abuse. The regulation states that every school should have an 8-member student protection council group. The group should consist of the school headmaster or headmistress, teachers, members of the parent-teacher association, non-teaching staff, outside members and management representatives. To commemorate World Sickle Cell Disease Day on 19th of June 2021, the Ministry of Tribal Affairs organized the second online national conclave on sickle cell disease in India. It was organized in partnership with FICCI, Novartis, Piramal Foundation, Apollo Hospitals, NASCO and Gascudo. Nearly 20% of tribal children with SCD die before reaching the age of 2. Tokyo Olympics Organizing Committee on 19th of June confirmed that the spectator limit for the games has been set at 50% of the venue capacity, up to maximum of 10,000 people. The decision on the Paralympic Games will be made by July 16. Students in the school's spectator program and their supervisors will not be considered in these limits and will be treated separately. Mavia Sudan, a resident of Jammu and Kashmir, has become the first woman fighter pilot in the Indian Air Force from Rajouri district. She has become the 12th woman officer to be inducted as a fighter pilot in IAF. She is the only woman pilot out of 161 officers who graduated at the combined graduation parade of flight cadets at Air Force Academy in Hyderabad. Union Health Minister Dr. Harsh Vardhan unveiled Dr. Krishna Saxena's book My Joys and Sorrows as a Mother of a Special Child on 20th of June. The book talks about the journey of Dr. Saxena and her disabled son Shiv. Dr. Saxena was the first woman to get a PhD degree from Lucknow University in 1955. Bihar CM Nitish Kumar has launched two schemes, the Mukhya Mantri Yuva Udyami Yojana and the Mukhya Mantri Mahila Udyami Yojana. Both will promote entrepreneurship among youth and women of all sections under the state's Mukhya Mantri Udyami Yojana scheme. Youth and women, irrespective of caste and creed, wishing to start entrepreneurship will get a loan of Rs. 10 lakh. Haryana Chief Minister Manohar Lal Khattar has announced the opening of a paragliding club after the name of the late Indian sprinter Milkha Singh, widely regarded as flying Sikh. Punjab CM has also announced a Mikha Singh chair at the Maharaja Bhupinder Singh Punjab Sports University in Patiala in his memory. The legendary athlete held the 400-meter national record for 38 years. The electric motorsport competition will be held in Seoul in August 2022. Seoul E-Prex 2022, the ABB FIA Formula E World Championship, will be held at Jamsil Sports Complex from August 13 to 14, 22. The ABB FIA Formula E World Championship, called shortly Formula E, is the competition event by International Automobile Federation and is being held annually since 2014. Sea levels will rise around the Lakshadweep island between 0.4 mm per year to 0.9 mm per year and will affect airport and residential areas according to the study. The study has carried out by a team of scientists from the Department of Architecture and Regional Planning and the Department of Ocean Engineering and the Naval Architecture, IIT Kharagpur. This is all for Global News today. You keep listening Radio IBC and keep watching IBC 24.